Section 33. President Brigham Young leads the saints. Reading assignment. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 107, verses 22 to 24. Our Heritage, pages 66 to 71. With the death of the prophet Joseph Smith, many people predicted that the church would cease to exist. What did such people fail to understand about the leadership of the church? After the death of the prophet Joseph Smith, how did the saints know who was to be the next president of the church? See Our Heritage, pages 66 to 67. For other examples of continuous prophetic leadership in the church, see the scripture chain for this lesson. What were some of the trials and miracles the saints experienced on the journey across Iowa? See Our Heritage, page 69 to 71. Scripture chain, continuous prophetic leadership. Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 8 to 15. Jacob chapter 1, verse 12, and verses 18 to 19. Scriptures relating to scripture chain continuous prophetic leadership. Joshua 1, verses 1 to 5. 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, 2. Moses my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. 3. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. 4. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. 2 Kings, chapter 2, verses 8 to 15. 8. And Elijah took his mantle, and wrapped it together, and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. 9. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, Ask what I shall do for thee, before I will be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. 10. And he said, Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee, but if not, it shall not be so. 11. And it came to pass as they still went on and talked, that, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire, and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. 12. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw them no more. And he took hold of his own clothes, and rent them in two pieces. 13. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back, and stood by the bank of Jordan. 14. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and smote the waters, and said, Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. 15. And when the sons of the prophets which were to view at Jericho saw him, they said, The spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. And they came to meet him, and bowed themselves to the ground before him. Jacob chapter 1, verses 12 and 18 to 19. 12. And it came to pass that Nephi died. 18. For I, Jacob, and my brother Joseph have been consecrated priests and teachers of this people by the hand of Nephi. 19. And we did magnify our office unto the Lord, taking upon us the responsibility, answering the sins of the people upon their own heads, if we did not teach them the word of God with all diligence. Wherefore, by laboring with our might, their blood might not come upon our garments. Otherwise their blood would come upon our garments, and we would not be found spotless at the last day. End of scriptures relating to scripture chain, continuous prophetic leadership. End of section 33. President Brigham Young leads the saints.